Welcome to Deep Talk, the podcast for advanced English learners who are looking to explore something a little bit deeper. Hello and welcome to episode 22 of Deep Talk. I'm Rhiannon, English Mindset Coach and your host. Today's episode is actually a bit of a surprise. I have 5 or 6 conversations recorded, waiting to be published, but this one jumped straight to the front of the queue. I'm speaking today with Fernanda. Some listeners may be familiar with her from social media. Fernanda, over on her Instagram page, has a following of over 80,000 people and uses her page to share language techniques and tips to help people prepare for the Cambridge exams. I've been aware of Fernanda's page for years, but I didn't realise until last week that we had never actually been in touch. I was compelled to reach out to her and invite her on the show when I saw people sharing a live video she recorded last Monday about some hateful comments she had received on one of her posts. I was curious as to whether she wanted a space to discuss the situation in more detail, and she, to my great surprise, said yes. And that, dear listeners, is what you are about to hear. I've taken the decision to split this conversation in two because we're recording for just over an hour, and this podcast is all about accessibility, and focusing on a conversation for that long is a lot to ask of you. You'll be able to catch part two next week. Yes, the next episode will be with you in just 1 week instead of the usual two. As always, if you want a space to dive deeper into the issues raised in this episode and the others, that space is Deep Talkers. It's a membership and costs around £5 a month. We have monthly meetings to give you a space to meet other listeners and share your thoughts on the episodes, as well as a Facebook group where you can talk between those catch-ups. It's not only a great space to use your English in a meaningful way, your monthly payment also helps keep this podcast going, and I really appreciate the folks who have gotten involved so far. One final word before we jump into the conversation. I do get quite sweary in both this episode and in part two. I'm a naturally sweary person, and frankly, the crap Fernanda has had to put up with deserves a little swearing, I think. I hope this doesn't impact your enjoyment of the episode. You have had fair warning. Okay, let's jump in. Hi, Fernanda. Welcome to Deep Talk.
Hi, Rhiannon. Thanks for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
I am so happy to have you as a guest, and thank you so much for accepting my very unsolicited invitation to have you come on and talk about this today.
I'm really happy, really. Don't worry about that. It's a pleasure to be here talking to you.
For listeners, I just sent Fernanda a completely random message. I honestly thought that we had connected, even if it was just like liking each other's stories at some point, because I've been aware of you on Instagram the whole time I've been on Instagram. I don't know if I mentioned this in the message, but one of my students who was preparing for the CPE exam, this is before COVID, was like, oh, I follow this amazing girl on Instagram. She's called Fernanda. She really likes the vocab. And I was instantly we've talked a little bit already about the jealousy and the sort of comparison that you feel around other teachers and other Instagram people. And I was instantly like, she loves Fernanda more than she loves me.
I can relate. I've been there. I'm still there, I would say.
Oh my God, me too.
I'm not going to lie. I do compare myself. And sometimes I feel like I'm not good enough. So anyway, we've all been there, right?
But yeah, so I reached out to Fernanda and I said, hey, this thing, which Fernanda will tell us about in a second, this thing has just happened. I've seen your Instagram live about it. Would you like to come onto my podcast and talk more? Because I think it's a really interesting and important topic that, I don't think it gets talked about enough. But before we get into that, can you just tell listeners a little bit about you? Who are you?
I'm relieved I don't have to answer to that question as if it were the speaking paper of a Cambridge exam. I'm so glad I can be natural and I don't have to use fancy words that nobody uses. So,
amen.
To put it simply, I'm Fernanda. I'm an English teacher. I've been teaching for about 12 years I'm based in Brazil, where I teach lessons and workshops to teachers from all over the world. And my niche is exam preparation. And my students are mainly teachers who want to improve their language awareness so they can better serve their own students.
Amazing. Fantastic. So yeah, before we go any further, if any of the listeners are preparing for an exam, it's predominantly the Cambridge exams that you prepare for,
yeah.
But the language that's needed for IELTS, for example, is very similar. Give Fernanda a follow because she has really helpful posts when it comes to kind of exam English and exam preparation.
And to all my followers, please make sure you follow Rhiannon. Have I said it right?
Yes. Rhiannon.
Rhiannon. Oh my God. Rhiannon. Rhiannon.
Fantastic. You know what? I think we'll keep that in just for comedy effect.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was so much practicing of my name pronunciation.
I'm okay with that. It's fine. Yeah. Whatever.
I mean, I didn't even think to check. Am I pronouncing your name correctly? Is
Absolutely.
There like a subtle Brazilian thing that I should be trying to get right?
No. It's just perfect. Don't worry. Absolutely. It's good.
Fantastic. Names are hard, guys. Names are hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the topic. Fernanda, this is something that I understand has kind of happened to you a number of times, but it all came to a head last week or the week before?
maybe you want to finish your question.
Yeah, why don't you tell us what happened?
Yeah. Well, last week I went live to kindly ask my followers for more empathy. And you see, just for you to understand where I'm coming from, this was not the first time it happened. You know, it had been going on in a while. You know, I'd been getting a lot of criticism, okay, mainly related to typos in my posts.
Mm-hmm.
You see, if you're a teacher and you're growing your business, you're probably aware that you kind of have to do everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You create
mm-hmm.
content, you put the post together, plus you teach, you do a lot of admin stuff, you do everything. So sometimes you put a post together and there's a typo. And as soon as I post it, if I notice there's a problem, I immediately delete it and fix.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes only when it is too late, do I learn there's a mistake there, generally because somebody tells me there's a problem. So 2 weeks ago, I came up with this post called 3 Ways to Acknowledge Someone's Point Before Disagreeing with Them.
Right. Useful
which
content.
This is a skill that candidates need when they're taking the exam and interacting with their partner. Anyway, there were 2 problems in the post. I'd written communication with 1M, and in one of the chunks that I wrote the pronoun, I appeared twice. Anyway, I posted that on a Friday night, and it was Friday night. So what I did, I forgot I had a telephone, right? And I started to enjoy my life. However, on the following morning, I woke up to a ton of comments telling me about the typo, and I was baffled because I got so much engagement because of a typo, you know? And I was like, no, it can be. It can be that people are paying attention to that when I've been giving them a lot for free.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, we do that. We might get clients that come to us from Instagram,
mm-hmm.
but at the end of the day, we're doing things for free. And I was just like, you know what? I'm not going to take this anymore. You know, I'm not going to deal with that anymore. Like, I swear to you, there were more than 100 comments.
That is ridiculous.
Plus direct messages. I'm not trying to deny my mistake. Okay. I did make a mistake.
But I'm sorry, I don't even think a typo counts as a mistake. If, for example, and even in this example, I'm not sure it's worth a pile on of 100 comments, even if the target language of the post had a mistake in it, where you had taught something consistently incorrectly through all sides, even so, just, you know, it doesn't need that kind of attention. How in God's name are people so angry about communication with one M and I? I would never exist in English. It's clearly a typo.
I have so much to share. I deleted the post and I fixed it. I posted it again and I used my stories to ask for more empathy. And I was really baffled that a typo got me so much engagement. And believe it or not, I was feeling awful on that day after that. It was like, I spent the day doubting myself, like, what kind of professional are you, you know? And believe it or not, later on that day, a woman came to me with very unkind comments.
I'm so angry on your behalf.
Yeah, it hurts me. It was a woman, you know, like, I really like, you know, like, let's hype each other up. Let's team up, you know.
Am I right in thinking that this is maybe another teacher, like somebody who's kind of an equivalent to you, like not just a random person on the internet?
I have no idea. It was a private profile. There was a photo, but it's so easy to hide behind the screen, right? And then after an entire weekend feeling awful and feeling like, oh my God, I'm just not good, I decided to do a live session on Monday. I turned off commenting and I just really spoke to my audience. Well, you saw the live, right?
I did.
Yeah. And since then, I started adding an extra slide to my post in which I warn my audience that there might be a post and they can choose whether they want to unfollow me and do better or simply ignore the typo and focus on learning. And what gets to me is that, like, sometimes I spend, you see, the process of creating content can be very long depending on what I'm creating. The creation of a post happens here, you know, in my brain. I don't really take notes, but sometimes I spend days and days thinking about it. And so when you put a lot of work and you do something that you know people will not find in a textbook or people won't easily find on Google, and then you don't get as much engagement as you get when there is a typo. It's like so frustrating, you know, so frustrating. And yeah, so I decided to ask people for more empathy. And well, I can tell you that so far, I think it was worth it, you know, because however, some people are now really like, oh, I really like the second slide. And I'm like, don't pay attention to that. Focus on learning.
Yeah.
You see, it's just a typo. Of course I made a mistake. I don't want to pretend I don't make mistakes, but man, it's just a typo. Do you really need to tell me that once, twice, 10 times, 100 times, you know?
And I think what maybe listeners aren't getting is how often I, in contrast, have typos in my work and nobody says anything at all. My partner has a bloody joke because I post quite a lot about like making mistakes and feeling confident. And my partner will always joke, like, whenever you type about mistakes, you have typos. Like, is that deliberate? And I'm like, no, I'm just really bad at checking my work. And I mean, I'm a native speaker. That's the difference between you and me. There is no other difference. We are similarly qualified. We are similarly experienced. We're in the same job. We're both women. We're both posting online. We're both white. We're both of a similar age. Like, there is no difference between us, apart from the fact that I'm a native English speaker and you're not. And nobody gives a shit if I make a mistake.
Can I share a story?
Please.
Very, very quickly. So I follow this dancer. She is a ballerina and I just love her work. And I'm constantly following her posts. And once She wrote something which was supposed to be a cleft sentence, like it was only when la la.
Mm-hmm.
But she accidentally came up with an inversion. It was only okay. when I la la that did I, you know, something like this.
Okay.
And of course I understood the message and I shared that with my audience. And somebody, a native speaker, came to me and she was like, she another woman that's man. You know, this is not why I follow you. You know, this is not why I follow you. I come here for content, not for this native versus non-native thing.
I'm sorry, that's it. That's the content. That's really bloody important content.
And, you know, I think I've learned, to a certain extent, I learned to deal with that. Indeed, I'm a non-native and, well, people will say things, you know, it all comes down to how I react to that. You know, it's my responsibility. I'm responsible for my reactions. But sometimes you're just human. Sometimes you just want to tell everybody to go to hell and never come mm-hmm. back. You know, mm-hmm. I couldn't do that. So I just went live and asked for more empathy. Yeah.
And I mean, if it's all right with you, I'll link the live in the show notes for this episode, because the whole way through you could see how much this had affected you. And I mean, I don't know you well, so perhaps you're just not a sweary, angry person anyway, but I was just expecting you to start swearing or start getting angry, because that was what the situation deserved. And you were so powerfully restrained and so polite. And so, like, you set your boundaries really clearly, but you weren't rude about it. Whereas, like, I probably would have told everyone to F off. And I'm just so impressed by how, I mean, exactly what you just said. Like, you have responsibility over how you respond, and you responded beautifully. You shouldn't have had to, because it was a shit situation. But the way that you responded was really admirable.
But you know, sometimes when I set boundaries, people call me out privately. You know, did you know that when you say that, this reflects badly on your company? Like, once I complain, like, I often get reactions and comments, like one word comments. You know, I posted this the other day, I posted a story. It was a cleft sentence. All I had was, and somebody reacted, head was explain. And I was like, what?
No, I'm not Google.
You know, like, and then I kind of complained about that publicly, because I'm not there to serve people. You know, I serve people who pay for lessons, don't get me mm-hmm. wrong. Okay. So whatever you do, people will have something to say. I think that's the point. You know, I've had people watch my live sessions and DM me with corrections about my pronunciation. Yeah, it's and I know I'm not alone, because other teachers have told me that. They also go through that. So it's like everything you do, there will be a reaction. So I don't have the power to change people around me, but mm-hmm. I have the power to deal with my own feelings and learn, you know, not to be so reactive. But sometimes you're just human. You had a bad day. We have a life, right? Mm-hmm. I'm a pizza. If my life were a pizza, okay, teaching is one slice of that pizza, right? Mm-hmm. I'm also a daughter, I'm a wife, I'm a cousin, I'm a granddaughter, I'm a friend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
But it's just complicated, because you're just human, you know, so it can be challenging. Yeah. How do you deal with that? I mean, do you get comments like that?
So recently, in the past like 3 or 4 months, my engagement has been on the floor, which one of the advantages of that is that I don't get comments like that, because my posts are reaching like 0 people at the moment. So obviously there are other negatives to that, in like, why am I just like screaming into the void? Nobody is responding. But I remember last year my Instagram like flew. It exploded. I went from 8,000 in January to 100,000 in September.
Impressive.
And yeah, terrifying. really bloody scary. And yeah, so I didn't tend to have things on my English because predictably I'm like a white Southern English girl with an RP accent. So if I get anything on my voice, it's, you have a beautiful accent, you have a beautiful voice, which is like, especially given how much I don't think that my voice has anything to do with my ability to coach and teach, it's frustrating. But it's obviously not an insult. It tells me that people haven't connected with me and my content, because if they listened to what I was about, they would know that that wasn't a compliment for me. But it's not an insult. I do get stuff on my weight occasionally, but that's so unrelated.
That's so mean.
It's so mean. So mean. But it's so unrelated to my content that I feel I have no qualms like deleting and blocking like straight away. Yeah. Like,
I get questions like, aren't you going to be a mother? Don't you want to have a baby?
What? Oh my Christ. I mean, what, this kind of leads me onto something else I wanted to talk about, which is like just being a woman on the internet. And we, like, neither of us are influencers, but we do have, despite my recent engagement, good followings. You know, you're on currently, what, 80,000-ish, and I'm on 100,000-ish. How much of the shit that you receive is related to things like that, being a woman?
You know, I get some weird comments, like some men want to call me. I don't even accept those messages, you know.
Yeah.
I get so many
video calls. I'm like, I'm not video calling with you. You are a strange man.
I don't video call with my mother. Why would I video call with you? And, you know, I guess the fact that I'm a woman has more to do with the niche I've entered, maybe with the world of English language teaching. We are more women, right? Mm-hmm. But the industry is publicly represented by men.
True.
So I entered this niche of exam preparation, sort of making waves, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
First, because of my approach, I'm not really a fan of textbooks. I do things in a different way. And sometimes I can be assertive, you know. So
how dare you, a woman being assertive?
Yeah, and getting results, you know, like are liking you know, people approve of you and what you're doing. So because I started this account because I was preparing for the proficiency exam,
mm-hmm.
and before the exam, I got messages like, oh, I would love to work with you in the future, you know, people in the industry. But once I passed the exam and I started making a name for myself, things just got different, you know. However, at the same time, I feel that I am so fortunate because I've managed to attract people I love working with, my students, you know. I work with a lot of women, and this means a lot to me, you know, I feel that I'm not just preparing them to pass the exam, but I'm helping them feel good about themselves. And this is just so important, you know. We don't care about the exam. We care about how you feel about what you're doing, you know, mm-hmm. like, so it is hard to be a woman because you might be belittled at times, and in some cases, even by other women. And I don't get that. But as far as English teaching is concerned, I can tell you it's really hard to enter a niche, you know, mm-hmm. being a woman. When you work in a niche like this one, I mean, it's a niche, right? You're not talking about general English. So there are certain names, you know, that are strong, and suddenly you're a woman and you're there, yeah. you know, doing something in a different way. So it's hard, but I wouldn't say this is my biggest problem. You know, I've learned to to deal with the fact that some people will not approve of what I do and how I do things, and that's okay, provided that, I mean, as long as they don't criticize me, I'm okay with that. I think there's a place in the sun for everybody.
So that brings us to the end of part one of that conversation with Fernanda. My thanks go out to her for being brave and taking me up on this invitation. It was, if you can believe it, her first ever podcast, and I don't think she'd mind me saying she was really nervous beforehand. And not just about doing a podcast in English, which is pretty scary, but also about opening up about her experience. So thank you, Fernanda. We really appreciate your transparency on a really difficult moment. That's all from us today. As I said in the intro, we'll be back next week, not in 2 weeks' time, with part two of this chat with Fernanda. After that, we'll go back to our bi-weekly episodes. I'd love to know your thoughts on this conversation. You can get involved with Deep Talkers or simply send me an email or message on Instagram. Okay, love you loads. Bye!